Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Digital Bites.
What it do, baby?
What's going on, guys? Hey, man, it has been a minute.
It's long.
It's been, what, like over a month now?
Yeah, since, man.
That's our last crazy,
recording.
Right?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't been here in a long time. I think I missed a few episodes.
Oh, yeah. We definitely missed you, George. But yeah, man, it's we apologize, man. It's been a minute for sure. We've been super busy with a lot of stuff, unfortunately.
I think, wasn't there also like a strike or something? Some of the other members were talking about their wages. They weren't getting paid fairly or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Someone wanted Tostitos,
I think that's not in our budget. I think we got it resolved, you know.
That was not in our budget, unfortunately.
People are properly paid now.
I mean, since we started this podcast, we've been in the red. Like, and it just goes downhill from there.
We're in a major deficit.
We're
taking donations if you guys are listening and want to Cash App us or...
Yeah, you know, that Venmo.
Please help us.
Email, that Snapchat premium.
Any kind of...
Please help us.
You know, we'll take Bitcoin. We'll take anything, man.
Yeah,
we'll
some Bitcoin.
Yeah. Some Bitcoin. Or something, please.
Yeah, just send something.
Something, please.
I got kids.
We hungry out here, man.
No, but seriously, guys, yeah, we've been super busy, dude, and unfortunately, our schedules didn't, of course, we had different things going on, and just like you were saying, George, we got a life.
Yeah, we all got lives, man.
I mean, like, I had to take care of my Farmville app, dude. Like, I need to make sure my animals are fed and I got enough hay. That takes time, dude. Man.
You know what I was doing? I was trying to build my NBA 2K player to his like 99 rating, so
jeez,
you know, that takes time, dedication, you know, priorities, man. You know?
Yeah, man. What comes first, bro?
2K.
Family?
I mean, 2K, man.
2K, man. Family comes afterwards. After they see your progress.
Yeah.
On there.
But yeah, man, it's all been good though.
Yeah, man, it's been great, man. It's been great. I'm glad that we're back here. Let me just introduce the table really quick. I got D right next to me. And Mr. George Zelaya right in front of me. We're running a light crew today, but we're gonna make this. But even in a light crew, dude, we still make this awesome and super fun because we're at Starbucks. So I apologize if you hear a lot of background noise.
Coming to you live.
Man. Yeah, I'm trying to adjust the voices where it stands out, so you don't have to really raise. I would say you can lower the volume on your car or wherever you're at, and you can still hear us. Hear our annoying voices as we talk. And
what are you talking about? I got a sexy voice, man.
Well, I got an annoying voice, so I mean, you got a nice voice. I don't know what I got.
Horrible voice.
I mean, D has a deep voice. Have you seen it? Like, you know,
yo, what's up?
Say,
got the song
on there.
Yeah.
But dude, we got a lot of stuff to talk about since there's been so many weeks out, but for sure, man, one thing that we were talking about a lot is streaming services. We know that now, dude, everybody's jumping on these streaming services. A lot of these companies, Time Warner, Comcast, I mean, Disney,
everybody's
jumping, man. And you know, of course, the cable companies are feeling that heat that nobody's really wanting to subscribe to channels, man. They really want specific content, you know, they really want, and it seems like they're really tapping at the older crowd, you know, like we're talking about, was it The Office,
Parks and Rec, so many
Friends, a lot of these old shows that people they subscribe because like, hey man, I want to binge watch this again because it's been a while since I've seen this, you know.
Oh yeah,
and of course, you know, also a lot of these platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO have a lot of new content, original content that they're trying to spew out to get people to stay. And
but it's not good enough.
It is not good enough because I know that for sure NBC is starting their own thing because I know that there's been a lot of talk over Twitter, all the social medias that they're going to pull Friends, they're going to pull Parks and Recs, and also Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They're going to pull all these shows out from Netflix and dumping into the new NBC, which I think is being run by Comcast?
I believe so. There also, no, actually, man, actually, well, I remember I was telling Derek that Time Warner is pairing up with HBO to come out with a new streaming service called HBO Max. And
Max.
Time Warner, isn't that part of Comcast, right?
Well, no, I'm not 100% sure.
And then kind of they own HBO.
or no, not Time. It was called like Warner Media. I mean, I guess I don't know.
Let me look this up. Because like, I swear, I know.
Technical stuff, but I know for sure that they were. They have the rights to like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air series, so they were going to use it on their streaming services.
Well, it says here the boss of Comcast's NBC Universal unit is going to launch this NBC stuff, the NBCU app.
Yeah, NBC, I think, is
Comcast
part of Comcast.
NBC. Yeah,
yeah.
And then I think Warner Media, I guess, belongs to, or they're pairing up with HBO and stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, what it's going to look like next year, for sure, next year is going to be the battle of the streaming services. It's literally everybody's jumping. Yeah. I mean, think about Disney Plus with Hulu.
Oh, yeah. That's next year, right? Disney Plus?
Yeah. They're going to start there. That's already big enough already. Because not only are you going to get the Disney platform, but also the Hulu with it. I mean, I'd rather cancel my original subscription with Hulu. Well, I'm sure Hulu's going to be like, hey, we can add Disney to your account. I'll be like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. You know? How much is that going to cost?
I want to say, if Netflix right now, like I'm paying $17 for Netflix because I have the max setting, which is like 4K, streaming. And so I understand. So I have a feeling I'm looking around that price with Hulu and Disney Plus. Well, actually, you know what? They were talking about it's going to be like $15 though. I think it was like $15, man.
Wow. Okay.
So actually, that's kind of that might be like the introductory price to get people in it, you know, but hey, man, I wouldn't mind doing that. I mean, what you think, D?
I mean, like, it's cool, but I feel like by the time this is all done, we're gonna be right back at cable again. Like, not cable exactly, but I'm not feeling the whole fact that like all my favorite shows to watch them now. I'm gonna have to like subscribe to like four different services.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mess, man.
Well, I mean, then unfortunately, of course, these cable companies are trying to make money because they know that the cable side of the things is really taking a hit. And so, you know, like, well, if that's what they want, then that's what we're going to give them type of deal. So it's, unfortunately, I feel like that's where everybody's going.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to start to, you know, download their stuff, start pirating type thing.
Yeah.
Or like what I've been using recently is like that streaming box using Kodi and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's pulling like, you know, sources from like different servers like all around the world and stuff. But I mean, you're able to watch like any shows, any movies, like from any like network or streaming services.
I would say,
and it's like on demand type of thing too. Yeah. So like I can look for like a specific movie or a specific show. You know, like look through episodes.
Yeah,
I would say enjoy this as much as you can, man.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I feel like eventually they're gonna crack down on that.
I mean, yeah, they're cracking down on it right at the moment. I mean, it pops up. You know, like, you know, they might shut down a website or something, but then you know, people they'll just create another website, different name, different like stuff. And
my thing is not really the streaming service. They're gonna try to track down your actual MAC address using the actual box. And I feel like that's the way they're going to start attacking because they can't stop that. They can't stop websites popping up streams. So what they're going to start doing is actually trying to go to the source, which is your Kodi box. And that's why I feel like that's where they're going to start really cracking down. But I feel like there's still enough time to enjoy this content while it lasts before everybody's literally on that streaming platform. And then next thing you know, they're going to be like, hey, you can't be stealing streams from us.
Yeah.
You're not paying a subscription. And then all that craziness has happened. But hey, man, ride that wave because I would ride that wave too. I mean, it's the same thing with like, I remember when I got grandfathered into AT&T, like unlimited internet.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was holding on to that for the longest, dude. Like, I only upgraded to a new package last year, but I've been having that sucker for at least, a good almost, 15 years? Yeah, 15 years, man.
I'm on that Comcast internet.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
It's been pretty good. I got the gigabit speeds at the house. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been pretty
nice. Coverage is good and everything over there. I think it's a little bit slower compared to the fiber, like AT&T fiber and stuff, because I had that at the apartment. I had and then I couldn't switch to the AT&T fiber because AT&T doesn't service my like area or whatever, where my house is. So I had to switch to Comcast. But I do know, I feel like the AT&T fiber was like a lot faster.
Dude, what about you, man? You're still fighting.
Man, I'm stuck on that DSL. This is trash, dude. I don't have, I don't have fiber coverage in my area. I don't have Comcast coverage in my area either. So like, yeah, sorry. They're like, we can upgrade you to the high speed DSL for like $90 a month. I'm like, $90? Look. Like, I'm not paying like $90 for
the high speed.
It's like 75 mega. So what's it? Here's the thing. It's up to 75 megabits. So I have it, but I'm only paying like $50 for it. But it's peaked out maybe at like 25. And that was like at 3 a.m. You know, during the day, it's at like 12, 13. And even I'll be watching something. Like I know I'll be watching. And then all of a sudden, like, you get that buffering thing. It's like, oh, come on.
Man, it's just, I think
like $90 for the gigabit speeds.
I think at this point, DSL is like high speed, deranged service line.
it's like how is it still a thing in 2019, dog?
That sucks, man. I really hope you're able to do that.
I pray for you, man.
I pray for you too, dog. I wish I could send you some of my internet.
This is the way, like, I can share internets.
I know, right?
But this is crazy, dude. That's why I can't online game because anything competitive or anything like that, it's lag. It's like,
you feel it.
I once played Smash. It's like, oh, it's laggy. Yeah, that's my fault. Like, dang it. My bad, guys.
Yeah. It sucks, man. It sucks. But I would ask you guys, how do you guys see the future of streaming now that these companies are all building up for pretty much the battle of 2019 at this point? I mean, 2020. 2020. Yeah, 2020. This
2020
is
vision.
That 2020 war, man. Like, what do you guys think of streaming services now?
It's going to suck. I was kind of like telling Derry, like, I don't want to be paying, you know, multiple... I mean, I feel like the only reason I have Netflix is to watch The Office. Because I'm obsessed with The Office.
Yeah.
So, if it's taken away from Netflix, then I'm like, you know. I mean, there's other shows that I watch, like some of their original stuff that they have. It's pretty good, but.
Yeah, but still, like.
But would I want to, you know, keep it just for that stuff? I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like. A lot of meditation to decide, all right, you know, do I want to, like, what do I want to do? Like, do I want to keep Netflix or, like, maybe do I want to switch to something that, you know, something better, like Disney? I mean, Disney Plus is going to have a lot. I mean, they got their hands on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they're going to have a lot of good content on their Disney Plus streaming service.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I might look into that, you know, and then you got all the, like, the old Disney movies that I, you know, grew up watching that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool to, like, see, you know, like, high def type of stuff.
Yeah.
No, of course.
That 4K Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That 4K, man.
4K Lion King. Have you seen the new Lion King yet?
I have not seen any of these movies.
Yeah,
bro.
I haven't been in the movies in a while. Not since Endgame.
Endgame is probably the last full-length movie I've seen, man, because I've been wanting to watch Spider-Man, but I just not have had the time.
Yeah.
But I hear that one's good, too, man, so...
Yeah.
I need to check that out. Now, moving on, man. Now, talking about movies, of course, Marvel at Comic-Con released one of the, like, I think it's one of the biggest
unveilings
at Comic-Con, man. And it's just like, they just literally dropped the bomb and say, look, we're about to put another 10 movies
in
a span of 2 years.
Yeah.
Like it's 10 so much. Movies. I mean, well, actually, it's 10 movies and show.
And TV shows
in the span of 2 years, man. In 2 years. You know, like 2020 and 2021, dude.
Yeah, let's go over some of the stuff that they're going to be releasing.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's go by the dates here. In May 1st of 2020, we're looking at Black Widow.
Ooh.
Now, my question is, did Black Widow deserve a movie?
Nah, I don't think so.
What do you think?
I feel like, I mean, I don't know. It's tough because, like, as a character, I don't find her, like, that interesting.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I mean, when she made her debut in Iron Man 2, it was cool. But, like, again, I guess she probably has a really cool, like, past. But it's just, like,
she's a spy.
It'd be a cool TV show or something like that. But I don't see it as, I mean, I'm not trying to hate on, you know, female superheroes.
Yeah.
It's like,
You know, I think Black Widow should have been a TV show. I think
a TV show would have been better.
Yeah, because I feel like she went through a lot of episodes of different things, like her, especially her growing up process. That could have been a show itself of her becoming Black Widow.
Yeah.
But what I do think is cool, though, I think what Marvel's doing, what's make them so successful, is their movies all have, like, different tones and stuff. So I think it'd be a good chance to make, like a superhero movie, but it won't feel like one, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, a good angle to doing.
Yeah.
Because, what was I going to say? Yeah, certain Marvel, like, shows and movies, like, they don't, like okay, you compare, like, watching, like Daredevil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, The Punisher on Netflix. It's a superhero show, but it doesn't like necessarily feel like one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm hoping they can do something like that with Black Widow. So that's why like it's not. I feel like it's good to have like a mix. Like you know, you got your cheesy superhero movie, and then you got like your more gritty stuff.
Yeah.
So while I don't think like it would be like I wouldn't expect it to be a movie, but I mean it's good. Yeah. Good surprise. They might make something really awesome. Yeah. But, like we all get our minds blown.
Because I'm pretty sure they've thought about this, you know. I think they've sat down and talked about like what we're talking about, you know, would this be a better, you know, like a film, or should we do a like an original series type of thing?
To be honest, I feel like it should have been switched over. It should have been Hawkeye having a movie and Black Widow.
I feel the same way about Hawkeye. Yeah. Like, I mean,
I feel like Hawkeye would have been a lot of better of a movie, especially when he turned ninja. Like,
Ronin. Into a Ronin. Yeah, that would have been cool.
You might make a cameo in Black Widow or something, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or what they could have done, if they made it like a series, right? Like Black Widow and like Hawkeye. Well, Hawkeye is a series, right?
So it's gonna be a TV series.
Yeah. So kind of like how they were doing with the Marvel like Netflix shows, where they would have
a
like
crossover.
Crossover like Jessica Jones, like Luke Cage, and all them, you know. Like unless they do something like that, with like they should have done that with like Black Widow, Hawkeye, like
and, you know they might over. You know they might reference it or something.
Or
well, I think it's interesting. Oh, go ahead, man.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was gonna just say real quick, like I think it's interesting, like Black Widow movie, like is it gonna be a prequel? Because you know, I mean, in Endgame, I mean, I don't want to say spoilers, but come on, if you haven't seen it yet, get out of the house. she knows she's supposed to be dead. So,
but
I wonder how they're gonna reconcile that. Like, did she really not die, or?
Well, I mean, in a parallel universe. Remember, there's so many universes were opened at that point. So there is a universe where she's alive. There's a universe where Loki's still alive. There is a universe, of course. So, I mean, Marvel was smart enough to introduce that right at this movie because it opens up so many new stories.
Yeah,
because even, I guess we'll talk about it in a little bit, but Doctor Strange, the title of that, of Doctor Strange movie, is called, like,
Multiverse Madness, something like that.
So, I mean, they're probably going to touch on, you know, all the different types of universes or, you know, timelines and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense. Because, I mean, like, the Endgame did leave a lot of interesting questions of how certain things turned out. And so I know that Marvel planted those because they're going to develop something out of that, you know.
So what's next, brother?
Next, we're looking at the Falcon Winter Soldier. So that, I believe, is a show series.
It's going to be a TV series,
TV series. And so I'm wondering how this is all going to play out with the Falcon being the new Captain America. Yeah. And then we have Bucky. I'm sure Bucky's going to be part of that as well.
Yeah.
I think this was going to happen in episode one. You know, Falcon's going to, you know, be Captain America and then realize 10 minutes in that I suck. And then Bucky takes over.
Right. All in the first 10 minutes. That would be like the most major change ever.
Twist,
like the plot twist ever on the first episode.
I cannot stand the Falcon, man. Like, dude. He drove me crazy through all the Avengers movies and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh my God. Anyways, but that's my opinion. I know other people feel different, but I cannot stand him. And then him becoming the next Captain America or carrying the shield.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? God.
Oh,
anyways.
No, I feel you, man.
That's just me.
I feel you, man. After that, we're looking at The Internals as another... this one is a... Is this a show as well?
I believe it's a movie. Let me double check.
It's going to be a movie.
The Internals.
So, as far as I know, like the Eternals in the comics were like a race of like they were created because in the comics, the Celestials, like this, you know, super advanced
like people, aliens, right?
Or aliens, like that, yeah. They seeded life on Earth, and I think the first things they created were the Eternals, and then the Deviants. So they're kind of like, I think their role in the comics are kind of like, I guess you compare them to like the Greek gods. So they had like powers, and they were like long lived, but they were like a step above humans.
Wow, I see.
So I think something happened at some point, and then humans came along after them. But they exist, I think, in other parts of the universe. I think they're responsible for creating other life forms. I think in the comics, Thanos was a part of like, I think he was called like a deviant. Like he's like a kind of like a bad Eternal. Like, called Titans. So I think that plays, and maybe they might hint on like maybe more of like a Thanos origin. Like who are these people? But then again, they might be some totally different from the comics.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you can't really expect everything to go right along with the comics. I would say right along with it. After that, in February of 2021, we're looking at Shang-Chi, and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
And that's gonna be a series, I think, right?
What, Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a movie.
A movie?
There's a lot of some controversy over that, because what they're doing with this movie, they're bringing back the Mandarin. You remember from Iron Man 3? But this is gonna be like the real Mandarin. And the problem with that, a lot of Chinese people have with that, is because Mandarin is their native language. So casting a villain with that name kind of goes back to the old like 60s era type racism, you know, like the anti-Chinese thing. So people are kind of like, we don't really like this, because, you know, obviously our language is like, you're making Chinese people look bad.
Yeah.
Because the Ten Rings, like in the, I remember watching the Iron Man TV series, the Mandarin was like this ancient like Chinese wizard type guy, and the rings gave him powers. So there's like 10 rings on one on each finger. So should be interesting. I think Shang-Chi is like the son of someone that's supposed to like count, like fight the Mandarin, but it's like, it's really cool because they're casting like, you know, an Asian cast, but there's a lot of like flack they're getting from, because again, a lot of these characters were written in the 60s,
yeah,
and that was a lot of, you know, racism was still involved. So we'll see where it goes.
That'll be interesting to see, man.
Sorry for all the sound, guys.
Yeah, that's hurting my ears.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. So I'm sure it's sharing your...
Starbucks.
That hurts.
These workers, I tell you, making all this noise.
Yeah, he loves making that noise, too, man. He loves making that noise.
Messing us up. But anyways.
All right, moving on. WandaVision is going to be in spring of 2021.
So that's going to be a series.
A series as well.
And it's going to tie in with the next Doctor Strange movie, too. Because it's Wanda. I'm assuming somehow that they're gonna bring the Vision back, because in the comics, even the movie, there were a couple. And then Wanda is a reality warper, and then the Vision's a robot.
Ah.
So I don't know too much about that, but from what I heard, it's gonna take place before the Doctor Strange movie, but Doctor Strange movie will reference. Events or something like that.
On there.
They're going to have some crossover, because I think Wanda will be in the Doctor Strange movie.
On there. Yeah, because it seems like May 7th, 2021 is the Doctor Strange movie and the multiverse of Madness. And so, I mean, I enjoyed the first Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't give it the light of day in the beginning. I thought it was going to be one of those movies. It's just like, you know. And it wasn't until it actually fell on Netflix that I'm like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I was like, man, this was actually a really good movie. Like, I really wish I saw it in theaters.
I felt like that with, like, Ant-Man.
Okay,
I was, like, in the theater. Like, I didn't see it in theaters. So I was like, it looks kind of...
Same thing.
But then when it was on Netflix,
same here.
I started watching it.
It's good,
I was like, oh, man, this is great. Like, Ant-Man and then Ant-Man the Wasp and stuff.
Yeah, it was actually, that was, those two movies caught me by surprise, and I also watched them in Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty good movie. It wasn't too bad. After that, we're looking at spring of 2021 again with Loki.
Loki, that's going to be a TV series, I believe.
Yeah. TV series. It's going to have, what's his name still in it, right?
What's his
name? The actor that played Loki?
Yeah, right. I forgot his name.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah, Tommy boy.
Which is cool because, you know, in Endgame, like, sorry, spoilers, but if you haven't seen it, you got the house. But in the Endgame, you know, Loki, in that universe, he got away with the Tesseract again, which is Space Stone?
Yeah, I think it allows them to go to different dimensions and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Disappear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so that, I think it's cool that they're gonna go forward with that.
Yeah, on there because low key. Yeah, because in the beginning he got, of course, murked by Thanos. And yeah. So in this universe he still lives, so it's kind of cool on there. Then also Summer is looking at What If?
Oh.
So what? I heard it's an animated series.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that's gonna be on.
That will be on
like
the
a series, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be on like Disney's Marvel streaming service type thing.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be pretty interesting to see. And also, Hawkeye, of course, Fall 2021, the series. Which, I mean, I'll watch it for sure. I mean,
yeah,
as long as it's not Green Arrow or something like that, you know. And it's gonna be like the better version of Green Arrow.
The better Green Arrow.
Bro, I swear they took a stab at DC with that, man. They're like, you know, we're gonna create a better dude that knows
you
how
know what? Suck it, Green Arrow. Poor man's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be kind of cool if they were to make a movie like Green Arrow versus Hawkeye, and they just go out
and win. That should be in What If. Like,
what if
Green Arrow and Hawkeye fought?
Ooh,
what if?
Man, that would have been interesting.
Hey, that would've been pretty cool. Like a little show like that, just like What If scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, pair up, like, you know, superheroes who would win.
That would be the day when they actually do like a cross thing with DC and Marvel meet up in the same universe somehow. Yeah. Man, that'll be the end right there. And of course, we're finishing off with Thor: Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Good movie.
That's gonna be interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those movies always gave me like the director. I wonder if it's gonna be the same director as far as like the rest of the other Thor movies were on there. So. Oh, and I guess Guardians of the Galaxy is supposed to be another one, but it didn't show up here, unless I'm missing it, is it?
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, and Blade.
Blade, yeah.
Yeah, Blade as well.
And the Black Panther sequel.
Yeah, so, I mean, these guys are just rolling out
Captain Marvel 2.
Some major movies, man.
Yeah, like, they're not slowing down.
They are not slowing down, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what I didn't notice, they haven't mentioned anything about like X-Men type stuff yet.
Well, no, they're supposed to introduce some X-Men,
or,
I think.
Aren't they doing like Fantastic Four stuff too, I think?
I've heard like rumors, that. But like, I don't know what I'm saying. They didn't announce anything yet, so we'll see. Because again, like, that's huge. You know, I mean, you know what's going to happen. So I'm wondering how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So it should be...
I did like X-Men, man. X-Men was pretty cool. Like, I would grow up watching, like, the...
Yeah, the animated series?
All the animated series.
Yeah,
man.
X-Men was... Oh, did you see that crossover when Spider-Man and X-Men?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you ever see that one?
90s Spider-Man, yeah.
It's been a while.
The Amazing Spider-Man. Was it Amazing Spider-Man? With,
Yeah.
You know, I love those comics, man. Like, I've always enjoyed that art style. Because, wasn't it the Amazing Spider-Man that his eyes are a lot bigger than normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on the artist, but... I think like in the 90s, they made his eyes bigger again.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. Brings back good memories.
But yeah, Marvel is making moves.
So keep on the lookout. There's gonna be. Tons
I'm just wondering what DC is gonna pull out, man. They're just getting
I'm sure
like in during like the like their business meetings, they're just
you
like
know what they
throwing
should do?
Chairs.
It's like, DC should just give up, man. Just be like, you know what. We just close the doors and just be like, you know, we're going out of business, start liquidating everything, and maybe like sell the Batman rights to Marvel, and so then, you know, Marvel can make some more Batman movies and stuff like that.
Make a good movie for
you. Know, that's the only thing that DC has going for them is Batman.
To be honest, man. Like,
well, not the new Batmans.
Yeah,
Ben Affleck Batmans.
Yeah, the Christopher Nolan series is probably the only Batman that I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
As far as being an adult. As a kid, of course, I loved Batman Forever because it was very colorful.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, you know, just
yeah, and I was a kid. Yeah, I was a kid, so, of course. But as far as, like, how movie quality is, Christopher Nolan series really stands out of all of them, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful, like, beautiful movies, man. Like, just how they were directed and... everything, man.
Yeah, it would. Awesome. I think the series would have definitely continued if Heath Ledger did not die, because I feel like that third movie, Bane, shouldn't have been introduced just yet. There was still a lot of story between like the Joker.
Yeah.
And so, but I understand they had to pull something to finish up at least that trilogy.
Or even, like, you know how they're making a Joker film right now.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, like, if I was, like, you know, Heath Ledger just, like...
That would have been, like...
Just, like, a own, like, his own movie.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I am hopeful. I am hopeful
of
this one.
I think it's going to be good,
but
it just... Man, that could have just... That would have been, like, epic.
Yeah. I'm sure, but that said, Death Squad would have been a lot more later if this were to still continue.
Yeah.
And maybe then Death Squad could have been a lot better.
Yeah, it could have been better.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see Shazam, so. But.
Oh, Shazam! I forgot about that.
Was that any good? Because I don't know.
To me, it looked horrible. Like when I watched the trailers, I was like, "This is garbage."
Bro, I had a friend that he loves Batman versus Superman. I was like, "Bro, how do you love that movie? I hate that movie."
That movie was trash. Like, dude, wake up!
I hated that movie.
Trash.
No longer friends.
I was done with that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it online.
Sorry about that. That was
people
loud.
Like want to call on. Batman.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wait, same with like Justice League.
Repeat that again, Derek.
I'm gonna say that I've seen random people online that think like Batman and Superman and like Justice League were like masterpieces, or no, the movies are garbage. And if people like want that Zack Snyder cut, like which doesn't exist. I don't know. I can't talk to DC people right now.
I think DC people disappeared at Comic-Con after the reveal of Marvel, and they're just like, you know what?
Pack it up, guys. <Let's> They're like, you know what?
Go home, man. Let's go.
Everybody go home.
Yeah. We're cutting this short.
Like, guys, let's go home.
All right, guys. So moving on to different things on tech, man. What are you guys' thoughts on the new iPhone 11 leaks?
It's horrible, man.
Yeah, I hate this phone.
This three camera mock-up with like a big box on the side of your phone. That looks like trash.
Dude, like you were saying, Derek, when they start adding four cameras, five cameras, the whole back end is just gonna be
the back of the phone will be a giant camera.
The whole back.
It's a camera.
It's gonna be 50 lenses, bro.
all on the left.
Yeah, it's gonna take over the whole back.
Like what?
Dude, I do not like this design, man. Like, I literally want to stay with my phone next. Like, I signed up for the iPhone program where I can upgrade to the newest if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't want to upgrade to this. I'd rather keep my Max, because this is not what I was looking forward to upgrade to. So, one more year.
It looks bad. It looks bad. They better fix it real quick.
Hey, I hope these leaks...
They're fake leaks, so throw people off.
Yeah,
I feel like
I really
can do that. If they had three cameras, you could do it so much better. They had like a big box on the back of your phone.
But it's like, why do you need three cameras, man? I mean,
I don't know. I think people like are so hung up on like picture quality and like, dude, just go buy a camera. They make mirrorless cameras.
Yeah,
it will do such a much better job. And if you're
if you're already spending that amount of money, like a grand, you can get yourself a really nice camera and some peripherals for a grand.
It's like, I don't know. I don't get people. But again, this is like Instagram like culture. Everybody wants like to be seen.
They want to be mobile. I understand. They want to have something that they can just whip it out. Like, hey, let me take a picture quality.
Okay. So like with the two lenses on the current iPhone.
I mean, this is acceptable.
It does the trick.
Yeah, I mean, this is acceptable. Yeah. Like, I don't mind these two lenses. It's
cool. It does the trick.
But next thing, you had another one of these? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't.
I
can't do it.
I really hope that design is not really the final design, and they really, they really come out with something that is much more decent than what we're looking at right now. You know, man, just looking at it, kind of like, don't even want to look at it anymore.
You just want to fight somebody.
Yeah. I just want to chunk a phone at somebody.
Watch, I probably have to buy one when this phone like craps out.
You can just get an
iPhone 10.
You just get yourself the Max, bro. Yeah. You'll be okay. It'll last you. Because
I'm not gonna get it cheaper too.
If this is the release, I'm gonna stay with this phone for another year.
It's true. Okay. I'm gonna max on the cheap. Because I've had this iPhone 8. And this is like what, year 3 coming up on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I upgraded, I was coming from the iPhone 6. Yeah. So I mean, it was like a big upgrade for me. And I mean, I enjoy it. That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see it. I won't go for the 11.
Honestly, like, I'm really happy with this phone. Like, I enjoy everything on this phone. It's good to me. Like, and yeah. I'll be happy for another year if this is what I'm looking at.
I'll be waiting for iPhone 12.
I don't know.
On there. But we'll see, man. It's coming up, though. It's coming up. September, it's coming up, and they're going to start releasing those pictures, or at least the keynote of that. Moving on, man. So, eBay. I feel like they're feeling the heat from Amazon, and so now they're trying to, make their own delivery service, a managed delivery. That's okay. From what I'm reading here. So, they want to make sure that I would say deliver things, and I'm sure they want to have things to be able to, say, deliver in 2 to 3 days. Of course, with returns.
Yeah.
eBay's always been kind of like that Craigslist where you really mess with the vendors a lot. Yeah. Unless eBay really has to come in to handle a dispute. You're mostly talking to a vendor, and if you get a nice vendor, that's cool. But if you get a vendor that really is like, it's hard to work with.
Yeah.
It can be a headache.
Yeah. I mean, at least they're trying. I mean, I can't remember the last time I bought something from eBay. It's been I'm talking about years probably.
I've only bought stuff from eBay as stuff that deals with cars and stuff.
Yeah, like you can probably find better like collectible type of stuff.
Yeah, because like I've shopped a lot for car parts and stuff on eBay.
And then I buy like
Pokemon cards,
vintage games. Yeah, cards. Yeah,
Pokemon. But Pokemon. One thing that Amazon is doing right is their delivery service and customer service.
Yeah,
that is top notch, man. And the thing is that it's not only available to Prime members but to normal people as well that doesn't have Prime. That's how great it is. Because and just to throw an example here, I bought a computer desk, a really nice computer desk that if you were to buy it at IKEA, it would cost me like $250, and I bought it for $100. Came into the mail. I started to build it, and then I noticed that the main, I would say, wood thing or whatever, the tabletop,
it
came cracked. And I was mad, but I was just like, fine. Like, I went on Amazon. I typed in like, hey, I need a return. Bam, dude. They sent right there and then and there. Amazon sent me a return label immediately. Say, slap this on, pack it up, slap it on. We can either get UPS to pick it up for you, or you can drop it off to the nearest location.
Yeah.
Dude, next day, drop it off, and they already ordered the replacement for me, which means the replacement was already on the way. 2 days later, I get my replacement. What's up? You know, built my table. I'm happy. You know, that customer service right there is on point, man. That would keep me shopping at Amazon.
Oh, yeah, man. You know? I get so much stuff on Amazon. Even sometimes I have situations where, you know, something's, like, damaged or something, you know, whatever the case is. And, you know, they'll send me the, like, new item and then just, like, ship it back like, whenever. Because you even get, like, a window, like to return this stuff.
Yeah.
So like they'll send you like the new one and they're like, all right, just return the old one whenever you get a chance. Like,
yeah, and they give you a good time frame too, because I had until like August to return that thing if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and like they get a nice time frame and everything. You don't mess really with the vendor at all, unless they want to ask you a few questions. But other than that, like their return service has been great, and their customer service as well. eBay. For the most part, I kind of have a positive experience. But as far as like the whole, just trying to get things returned, it is a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
You know, and so this actually simplifies, streamlines that service. It means a lot. It means a lot because, you know, I hate to be part of this type of culture, but I'm the right now culture where I want stuff already. Like. You know, like I don't want to wait 6 days for a shipping.
That. I mean, even Amazon does some, you know, that same day delivery sometimes, depending on the items. Same day, or you can do the Prime Now.
Yeah.
Get stuff in like 2 hours.
Yeah, you know.
And it's crazy, dude. It's
especially
crazy.
Here in Houston. I noticed that we have two major facilities. One near the airport, and of course the other one in Katy.
Yeah.
So they definitely have products on hand. And so that makes it even better, especially in a major metropolis city that you have.
I mean, there's like even like tons of drivers and stuff. And,
yeah.
So I mean, they I mean, the stuff I read though sometimes about like some of the like the workers, like the drivers and stuff, like how they like they're pretty like, you know, harsh on like like the stuff that they have to do and like, you know, like the workplace and all. Yeah, I feel bad for them, but you know.
Yeah, it's
sorry, but you know, I need my stuff.
Get to it.
Hey, you know, that's right, man. You're paying for that. You're paying for that, you know, so you want your stuff, dude.
But, you know, on the other side, I feel bad for the workers. They, you know, have to, like, work through and rush and deliver, like, all this stuff to people, but...
Hey, man, I mean,
it's part of the job.
It's part of the job. I mean, they can quit. It's not like Amazon's holding them down to, like, you can quit if you want, dude. Yeah. So, I expect my timely packages...
I want my stuff now
on there. But yeah, man, what do you think, dude, you from your Amazon experience?
It's like I shop more on Amazon because I like this, I feel more secure.
Like
you guys brought out returns, getting stuff fast. eBay, it's kind of always like you can find stuff pretty cheap, but it's always that gamble because I've bought things on eBay and they haven't, when they arrive, they're not what they were like described as. And then, like, some people are like, oh, we don't take returns, or I've got people like kind of get people get scammed, like they get like someone bought a PlayStation, get like a box of bricks and stuff, and it's like,
yeah, that's true,
yeah, you'll get your money back, but it's such like a hassle to have to deal with that stuff.
And the thing I think also what bridges that gap with Amazon is that they try to have a lot of vendors that are, I would say, more closer to home, because eBay is very broad. You know, you can buy stuff from China, and I mean, at that point, it's a gamble, dude, whatever you're getting. You know, like, whatever you order, hopefully it's what you ordered, because I'm sure it took a few weeks, several weeks to get home, to get to your place. And then next thing you know, it's the wrong thing. Guess what? You got to return it back, which is it's almost like a two-month process, you know.
Well, I think, like, with Amazon, like, they keep, like, some of, like, the stuff that comes from, like, you know, China, like, they're kept in, like, you know, at their, like, centers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
You know,
yeah.
So as soon as, like, you know, you might get some, like I've ordered, like, stuff, like, I mean, like, little random accessories, like, you know, like, iPhone chargers or, you know, whatever, little things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff comes, you know, straight from, like, overseas and China and stuff. But, I mean, they keep a bunch in stock here, like, in the warehouses and stuff, you know. Or even they'll do, like, the Amazon Basics and stuff.
Yeah.
Where you can just get, like, their name brand things.
Yeah.
You can get the same day.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
You know, so it's something to look forward to, man. I want to see what eBay does and see if they can...
They're trying, man. That's all they're trying.
Yeah,
they're kind of like DC, you know, just trying. DC. They're trying, man.
They're trying.
Hey, we're cool, too.
Amazon Marvel?
Amazon is like Marvel, and eBay is like DC.
Bro, that's going to be crazy right
Amazon
there.
Amazon Bay.
But how about y'all guys? You guys, not anything that popped up as far as news and stuff?
I mean, not anything on top of my head, man.
I mean, let me think. But, anything gaming-wise, we talk about... Oh, it's been a while. So, I guess gaming-wise, there's that new Switch Lite coming out. And then
wasn't there doing, like, a white version of it, too? Like, the actual Switch? Like,
yeah, it's like there's two versions. I've seen two ones. There's, like, a yellow one, and there's, like, a special edition one for, like, the new Pokemon game coming out. And it's like a blue and it's like a white, but like blue and red type of setup. And the Switch Lite, it's going to be smaller than the normal Switch, obviously. And you give up the docking ability and connecting your TV, but it's like $100 cheaper. And it's smaller, so it's a little more portable.
Would you be able to still? Because like even like let's say you don't have the dock or. You know, whatever, like, with your regular Switch. Like, you can still, like, if you have, like, a USB Type-C to, like, HDMI. I've seen some, like, people set up that way without using, like, the dock.
From what I understand, though, it's not going to have, like, the firmware won't allow it. So, and then it's got options for wireless controllers. So, I think they're set on making it portable.
Like handheld,
but, you know, someone's going to hack it and make it work. Which I think we'll see. The thing is, like, it's kind of dumb, like... If you want that so bad, just buy a regular Switch.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, I always keep it docked.
Yeah, mine's docked most of the time too. And they release two new Joy-Con packages, like two new colors, four new colors. Like I think it's like orange, yellow. No, I'm sorry. It's like purple, yellow, and then orange, blue. So there's four new colors. And I think Nintendo, some people are having this Joy-Con drifting where their controller stopped working. And I think Nintendo is offering people like replacement Joy-Cons if you're affected and stuff. What else in games? Man, it's been so long. I don't know what we talked about already.
No. One thing, if you guys check your post there. So, Halo, Bungie is doing a Halo Outpost Discovery. This is for our city. It's in August 16th, 17th, and 18th. So it's like a cool Halo experience type of deal, man. At the George R. Brown, dude. So I mean, everything Halo, basically, bro.
Like, I want to go or what?
Oh, I want to go. I'm gonna go, dude. Like,
you want to go or what, bro?
I'm gonna go, man.
You should go and then. Podcast.
Yeah, well,
dude,
podcast.
I mean, dude, check this out, man. Like, check out these photos, bro. I mean, like, this is like a museum of Halo, basically, here. Nice.
I mean, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude.
It seems like to have, like, even, like arcade-type setups there, too, right?
Yeah, like, they got PC setups. I'm sure they're going to be doing some... I'm sure they're going to introduce Halo... because there's a PC version coming out of Halo. And so I know they're probably going to introduce that here.
Yeah, maybe we should do this.
I'm telling you, man. It
might have like laser tag there too. Or something.
Yeah, it looks like they gotta have a lot of stuff here, man. Astro, CLX, Mega Construct, Samsung, the Air Force, VR Studios are definitely sponsoring, as well as Dave and Buster's.
Snap. So yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in August. Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna do Saturday for sure.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So it looks awesome, man. It'll be kind of cool to just, because I mean, I've always been a Halo fan.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this
definitely.
Is. This
if
is,
there are this any, you know, Digital Bytes fans that want to meet us in person,
Damn,
come through.
Like, sign your T-shirt or something.
You know, we'll do free autographs and everything, you know. Free pictures.
We'll put you in a podcast.
Fight you or something.
You might make a special appearance.
Dang,
you know.
Podcast so, city right here.
Hopefully
sure,
that
man.
Entices y'all to come through.
Yeah, it looks really cool, man. So I'm definitely going to go to this and check this out on there. But other than that, man, if we don't got nothing else, this pretty much kind of wraps it up.
I think so.
Yeah, the Starbucks edition of Digital Bytes.
Oh, yeah, did we mention where? Yeah, we were at Starbucks. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but
on there.
I forget things, man.
Yeah, I forget
things. Yeah, it's been so long. I think this is a good time to...
Yeah, well, I think it's good, man. It's good.
It's good though. You'd be back together.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been quality time.
Yeah, it's been some quality time. Yeah, so we could look forward to next Thursday.
Hopefully, we'll have the rest of the crew. Maybe.
Maybe.
There's some that need task permission and stuff. So.
Shots fired. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Digital Bytes. Like George said, hopefully we get a bigger crew next week and talk some more stuff, man. But anyways, this is Digital Bytes with Mr. George Zelaya,
yo,
Derek Howard,
yo,
and your host, Freddie.
The man.
Have a good night.
All right, man. Y'all have one. Like that. Whoa, I can't even talk. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Man, you don't even drink your coffee yet, bro. You're slurring already. What's
slurring
in that coffee?
In that
I don't know why Starbucks doesn't sell coffee liquor, dude. Like, they sell coffee liquor at Specs and stuff, but they don't sell it here. Like, they need to, like, introduce that line here.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tight.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Who knows? Anyways, guys, later.
All right, later.